A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 414. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Utah Fraternal Order of Police says the understaffed Salt Lake City Police Department could have responded quicker to noise complaints before Utah football player Aaron Lowe was shot and killed. The union says SLCPD and the city need to step up and hire more officers. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, a day before the start of training camp, Utah Jazz officials say every single player donning a uniform has received a COVID shot. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
In Weber County, we have a crash northbound Riverdale Road at 3rd West. It had been blocking a couple of right lanes, and then an accident on the transition ramp, leaving northbound I-15 to go eastbound on I-80. Now we have medics arriving on the scene. Expect that right lane to be blocked. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's a warm one out there, sunshine about 86. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 88 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A guilty verdict for an R&B star in what prosecutors called a sordid web of sex abuse.
The jury in Brooklyn federal court convicted R. Kelly of all 9 counts of racketeering and sex trafficking, swiftly agreeing with prosecutors that Kelly ran a criminal enterprise and a network of enablers that procured young women and girls for his sexual gratification.
A predator who used his inner circle to ensnare underage girls and young men and women.
Acting U.S. Attorney Jacqueline Kasulis and Peter Fitzhugh at Homeland Security Investigations noted Kelly's true depravity.
Mr. Kelly is a prolific serial predator.
The verdict came quickly on the first full day of deliberations. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
With a September 30th deadline just a few days away, the Senate is expected to take a test vote on a continuing resolution which would avert a government shutdown. President Biden's infrastructure agenda is still stuck in the House, but he's optimistic a vote will happen soon.
Debate begins on the $1 trillion infrastructure package that's meant to address the country's aging roads, bridges, ports, airways, and broadband capabilities. The consequential vote was supposed to happen Monday, but the votes in the House are simply not there yet. Speaker Pelosi did say she expects a vote on Thursday.
ABC's Zaika Jachi in Washington. The president rolled up his sleeve today, got a third dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. Vaccine mandates take effect today in a number of states, including for healthcare workers in New York. The NTSB says Amtrak's Empire Builder was traveling within the speed limit when it derailed Saturday in Montana. Vice Chair Bruce Landsberg says investigators aren't ruling out any possible cause.
We have experts that are studying the camera footage frame by frame to make sure that we see exactly what the engineer saw or maybe didn't see when we got to that point.
Three people were killed, others injured. You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth Pfizer booster shots are now available across Utah. If you're 65 or older, you're eligible. If you're at high risk of severe COVID, you're eligible. If your job puts you at high risk, you're eligible. And joining us now, Utah's immunization director, Rich Lakin. Rich, how do you know if your job puts you at high risk?
Well, that's a great question. I don't know if they've really kind of defined that. So that's really very broad. Definition of how many people would be able to do that. Healthcare workers, clearly, does that include restaurant workers and teachers and et cetera? They would all have to, as we receive more guidance. But if you feel like you're at risk, go ahead and get the booster if you've received two doses of the Pfizer vaccine.
So there's broad latitude, which is great. Rich, if someone is a Moderna or a Johnson & Johnson person and didn't get Pfizer, there's no booster shot available right now, is there?
No, there is no booster dose for them. And the reason being is because CDC does not have the data yet to see how much of immune response that those two vaccines have declined. The reason the Pfizer booster is approved for those age groups that you just mentioned is because the data came in. It's shown that within those age groups, long-term care facility, long-term care settings, people with underlying medical conditions were falling to about 60 to 75% protection, and a booster dose would boost them back up to 95%. One more thing, Jeff, is, you know, we don't want people to forget that if you have received two doses of Pfizer, two doses of Moderna, and one dose of J&J, you are fully vaccinated and protected. So there's no reason to panic, feel like you need to get the booster dose, and that's why they've given those recommendations.
So if you're Pfizer, if you want a booster, where do you go? What do you do? Is it just like the last round of shots, or do you just saunter into a drugstore? What do you do?
Yep. So we have worked really hard to put in a really effective infrastructure, just like those that would like to receive the flu shot. So you can go to your local pharmacy. You can call your physician and see if they have enrolled in COVID vaccine. You can make an appointment with your local health departments. There will be limited mass clinics across the Wasatch Front for those that would like to receive the Pfizer vaccine. But again, you have a number of options, which is a great thing to have right now.
Utah's Immunization Director Rich Lakin joining us live. Thanks so much, Rich. KSL News Time 420. Triple Team Traffic. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky, take a shot at it.
We are still looking at a decent drive for your Monday afternoon commute, but on southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, you do have some crowded traffic and slower speeds between 53rd and 90th South. We have the final cleanup of this accident on the transition ramp from northbound I-15 to go eastbound I-80. Also, a little bit of busy traffic westbound on the 201 between Redwood and Bangor Highway. Michelle?
Looking at some busy traffic on 5600 West. This is mostly between California Avenue and the 201 freeway. Also seeing some slowdowns on Bangor Highway. This is around the 201, just south of the 201 freeway. And again, in South Jordan and at the curve in Riverton. For drivers headed northbound Highway 40, that's also a slow ride as you approach I-80. Steve?
Got a crash on Redwood Road right now at 17 South. Keep an eye out for that. Northbound 15 delays in Davis County from the Layton Parkway up into Clearfield. Northbound 89 still filling in there at SR 193 up to the I-84 ramps. And we still have that crash on northbound Riverdale Road at 300 West in Riverdale. Two right lanes are closed there. If your child begins kindergarten in 2022, it's time to apply for Waterford Upstart. Get them ready at home at no cost. It's fun and easy. Register today at waterfordupstart.org. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Kevin Eubank is here. And Kevin, today, this right now is the last gasp of summer.
It is sure waning. Temperatures in the upper 80s, Jeff, in Salt Lake City. The record today is 91 degrees. We've been up to 88 so far. Probably won't go any warmer, but I'll tell you, pretty toasty and smoky. The smoke will linger for another day, increasing clouds in the overnight. And during the day on Tuesday, we'll get a cold front that slides through in the morning. That's going to keep temperatures about 15 degrees cooler tomorrow, so only a high of 72. 40% chance of a few rain showers, especially south of Salt Lake, down through Provo and central Utah. Partly cloudy and even colder on Wednesday, high of only 62 degrees. So we're talking a 26-degree temperature drop from today's highs to Wednesday's highs. It settles into sunny and beautiful for the end of the week and the weekend. Temperatures in the 70s.
Thanks a lot, Kevin. 86 degrees right now in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time, 423.
Whether it's the day you take on six new employees or the day your work takes you across the country, every day in business brings something new. So get the flexibility of our new mobile service designed for your small business. Introducing Comcast Business Mobile. This mobile service gives you the most reliable network with nationwide 5G included. And it's easy to save no matter what type of business you run. If you have a big team that needs lots of data, you can get unlimited for just $30 per line per month when you get four lines. And if your business is always changing, you can mix and match between unlimited and by the gig to save. Available now for Comcast Business Internet customers with no line activation fees or term contract required. See if you can save up to $500 a year on your wireless bill by switching to Comcast Business Mobile today. Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Restrictions apply. Requires Comcast Business Internet. Taxes, fees, and other charges extra. Most reliable based on RootMetrics U.S. report. Reduced speeds after 20 gigabytes of usage. Actual savings vary. Call for details.
At Opendoor, we felt it was time the home selling process left the past behind. So we got to thinking, and we invented a new way to sell your home. One without the hassles and hurdles of listings, showings, and all the unknowns. One that puts you in control. Just go to opendoor.com, enter your address, tell us a little about your house, and we'll make you an offer in minutes. How? Opendoor takes a look at your house, along with recent sales in your neighborhood, to come up with a very competitive offer, a real offer. You'll know how much you'll get. You can close when you're ready, and you can do everything online. How easy is that? Sell your home directly to Opendoor and skip over the traditional process. Get your free offer at opendoor.com/myoffer. Sell your home the new-fashioned way. Opendoor. Opendoor is represented by Opendoor Brokerage, license 02061130 in California, and Opendoor Brokerage LLC in its other markets.
Oh, I love family road trips. Wind in my ears.
Good dog.
Treats in my mouth. And peace of mind, knowing Les Schwab did our tires, brakes, and alignment. Like Les Schwab, my family's safety is my first priority. Well, that and squeaky toys.
Swing by today and get road trip ready with our always free pre-trip safety check. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
A deeper connection with water can change your life. And that's what the home's first smart water network does. It turns your everyday routine into a customized experience.
Moen, fill the baby's bottle.
And it can stop a catastrophic leak with a simple water designs our life. Who designs for water?
The water.
Moen.
We're watching Utah's money at KSL. New home sales continue to rise, up 1.5% last month above expectations. The housing market remains one of the strongest sectors of the post-pandemic economy. Google is building a feature for travelers, so now you can pick a hotel that's eco-friendly. If you do so, Google search of hotels, some on the list now will have a tag that says eco-certified next to a green leaf. Is it eco or eco? I'm never sure. But clicking on it, it'll tell you for sure what sustainable practices the hotel does. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 71 points. The S&P lost a dozen, and the NASDAQ was down 77 points. Don't expect a new James Bond movie anytime soon. Here's ABC's Jason Nathanson.
And the next James Bond will be, we won't know this year. Bond producer Barbara Broccoli tells BBC Radio 4's Today that as of right now, they're not thinking about who might replace Daniel Craig, who's played 007 for the past 15 years and will do it again for the last time in the upcoming film No Time to Die. Broccoli says they want Craig to have his time of celebration and they'll start thinking about the future next year. That won't stop the speculation. Names including Reggae Jean Page, Idris Elba, and Henry Cavill are floating around in the ether. No Time to Die hits theaters a week from Friday, and Tuesday's world premiere in London will be streamed live on Facebook. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.